Good morning. It's 7 minutes to eight. In a social sense, there should be only one class, the great class of humanity. This was one of the many ideas that the late Eglantine Jebb believed in. Born in Ellesmere in 1876, she became the co-founder of the charity Save the Children. Anne Chamberlain is a writer and performer from New Zealand and was so inspired by her, she was determined to bring her life to the stage and has produced a one-woman play. She's bringing that play to Shropshire. James Fanning has been to the Jebb family home in Ellesmere, where he spoke to Eglantine's great-nephew Lionel and his wife Karina.
She suffered from very poor health. She had a major thyroid problem, which wasn't curable, which weakened her. But she had a lot of help from the Red Cross to begin with in Geneva, and her work fanned out after the First World War with help from the Quakers to save the children of Europe who were starving. And then the fund got bigger, still helped by the Red Cross, and there was a terrible famine in Russia, which she was very concerned about, and they sent food and blankets, which that sort of thing they did right from early days, and also to send stuff to disasters and teams of people. I mean, there are many other charities that do that now, but Eglantine's charity was one of the first to sort of see the need for helping, but she left a tremendous legacy.
Eglantine was involved with various things, but she was then specifically told by her sister Dorothy to get involved with the Cambridge voluntary aid for poor people in that district, and there were a lot of them. It just makes me realise that those two ladies, Dorothy and Eglantine, between them were prepared to tell anybody, push off, we're doing what is necessary.
So when Anne approached you to say, I want to do this production, what were your initial thoughts, your reactions?
It would have seemed to Eglantine herself totally unnecessary, I think. But the fact is, not only, of course, was she involved with Save the Children, but she drafted what became, after the Second World War, part of the United Nations.
But we shall enjoy it very much. And I think it'll come through to a lot of local people and our friends in a way that reading a book can't.
My name is Anne Chamberlain, and I'm a writer, performer, producer. I would love more people to know about Eglantine, but this is the first ever theatrical presentation of her life, so that's quite exciting. So I really hope I am able to bring her to life in such a way that, you know, her humanity touches us all, because she certainly, you know, she was a great humanitarian, an amazing person. Her legacy is quite amazing. Not only did she co-found Save the Children, she also drafted the Rights of the Child, which has now evolved into the current UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. So that's a very enduring and amazing legacy.
So then for the people that are thinking about coming to the Theatre 7, what can they expect from the production?
You'll learn about Eglantine and her life, but like I say, it's also her personal life. So you follow the trace of her great vision and also her very private moments, heartbreaks, explorations, hopes, dreams. How did it all come to pass?
Fascinating stuff. That was Anne Chamberlain and her play. Eglantine will be shown at the Theatre 7 in Shrewsbury this coming Thursday.